Do you like music that's heavy and dark?
I do.
Then tune in to the Metal Dad Radio Show, Thursdays at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9 p.m., only on CygnusRadio.com.
Southbound train don't run. I wonder why that southbound train don't run. Little woman, you don't need no telling. Out of class, you know just what you done. I've got my ticket, I'm holding right here in my hand. I've got my ticket, I'm holding right here in my hand. Lord, I've got a real good woman, but the poor gal just don't understand. Way to the lowland, Mr. Conductor, can I ride? I'm on my way to the lowland, Mr. Conductor, man, can I ride? Lord, I just want to keep on riding until I get satisfied.
Wrong side of the tracks. Welcome back, everybody. And as we do every Tuesday at 7 p.m., Wednesdays at 1 in the afternoon, and always in the Cygnus Radio Archives, bringing you the best in all things Americana-ish. My name is Chip McKay. Welcome on this journey. And starting off this week, little Big Bill Brunzy, one of my favorite blues musicians, doing a track called Southbound Train, which he originally released in 1952. Now, why are we starting off with the great Big Bill Brunzy, also known as Lee Connolly Bradley? He's celebrating a birthday this week, June 26th, either 1893 or 1903, and in either Lake Dick, Arkansas, or Scott, Mississippi. It's like a mix-and-match game with Big Bill Brunzy's birthday, because, again, as we have seen on the show many, many, many times, the records kept of African-American births and deaths in that era was not great. But Big Bill Brunzy claims to have been born in Scott, Mississippi in 1903. Records show it's more like 1893. And there is record of his family living in Arkansas at that point, too. So we'll just have to guess. That's okay. But Big Bill Brunzy, one of the most influential blues songwriters of all times, especially when you're talking about the 30s, 40s, and 50s. But, you know, we've talked in the past about blues and country being kissing cousins. Big Bill Brunzy actually started as a country singer in the 1920s and then shifted into the blues in the 30s and 40s, and I think we're better off for it. Why? Well, because one guy that he highly influenced would go on to highly influence dozens more, and that would be Muddy Waters. Let's give you a block of music all written by Big Bill Brunzy here, including this one from Muddy. Baby, I done got wise. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
The gypsy woman, she told me to let these women be. Said, man, is your best friend. I said, are you telling me I done got wise? Whoa, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby, but oh yeah, the tricks have turned on you. I don't know if my woman joking or what she trying to do. Now they pull me the right card, and I'm paying just like you. I done got wise. Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby, but well, yeah, the tricks have turned on you. When I used to come from work, you had four or five cousins around. Now I got me a cousin. Since I come to town, I done got wise. Well, to the way you women do. You've been trying to trick me, baby, but well, yeah, you know the tricks I'll turn on you. The two cards in the deck, I want you to deal me 10. If you can gamble with the women, I'm gonna gamble with the men. I done got wise. Well, yeah, to the way you women do. You been trying to trick me, darling, but well, yeah, you know the tricks have turned on you.
got the key to the highway. Built out and bound to go. I'm gonna leave you running because walking is most too slow. I'm going back to the border where I'm better known, because you haven't done nothing but drove a good man away from home. Give me one more kiss, mama, just before I go. But when I leave this time, girl, I won't be back no more. Until the break of day. Well, it's so long, so long, babe. I must say goodbye. I'm gonna roam this highway until the day I die.
She don't fail because I feel so good. Feel so good. Well, I feel so good. I feel just like Bobby Jack. I went down to the station, went down there to meet a train. How can a misty woman that I love me know I've got dead aim? Because I'm so good. Feel so good. Well, I feel so good, I feel like Bonnie Jack. I'm crazy about my whiskey, in love with my good God's gin. Every time I get high now, boys, I just feel like floating around in the wind. Because I feel so good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good, I feel like Bonnie Jack. All right now. Genie, way behind some hills, you know. So good, feel so good. Well, I feel so good, I feel like Bonnie Jack. Well, me and my baby went up on a high old hill. Yeah, she threw her arms all around me. That's where I got my thrill. She made me so good. So good. Well, I feel so good. I feel just like Bonnie Jack.
you and I. Not a sound, there's not a sigh. Just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. In the dark, I get such a thrill when she presses her fingertips up on my lips. And she begs me, please keep still in the dark. Soon, this dance will be ending, and you are gonna be missed. Left behind. Just let them dance and we'll find romance in the dark.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, a big old block of music, all written by the great Big Bill Brunzi, one of the greatest blues songwriters of the early Chicago era, 30s, 40s, 50s. And that right there, another guy that he had a big influence on, B.B. King. B.B. King doing a track called In the Dark from 1965. And that tune was originally recorded by a singer named Lil Green, who co-wrote the song with Big Bill Brunzi. It was released in 1940 originally. A lot of people have done that tune. It's a jazz and blues standard these days. Before that, we gave you a track from Brownie McGhee, of course, a little help from Sonny Terry, doing a track called Feel So Good, or I Feel So Good. Big Bill Brunzi first released that in 1942. Brownie McGhee and his Juke Blockbusters released his version in 1952. Before that, we gave you a key. Well, we did give you a key. We gave you a song about a key, Key to the Highway, which was a song that Big Bill Brunzi co-wrote with the piano player by the name of Charles Seeger. Charles Seeger was the first to record it in 1940. It is based off of a traditional blues tune, so these two guys kind of put their names on the the copyright. That's cool. It's all good. But Big Bill Brunzi did sort of rewrite this song and record his own version in 1941. It is one of the most covered blues songs from that era, and we gave you the Little Walter version, Little Walter and His Jukes from 1958. Before that, we gave you a track called All By Myself, which Big Bill Brunzi released in 1941. We gave you the Memphis Slim version from 1962. And starting off the block, Baby, I Done Got Wise, which Big Bill Brunzi released in 1939. And Muddy Waters would cover in 1960 off of an album called Muddy Waters Sings Big Bill. And as you could imagine, it's all songs written by Big Bill Brunzi. If you've got Muddy Waters doing an entire album's worth of your music, you are doing something correct. That's how that works. Big Bill Brunzi, born June 26th. Again, in either 1893 or 1903. You pick. One of the greats. All right, so speaking of one of the greats, we have another huge birthday to celebrate this week. It's a huge country birthday. And I could have, much like Waylon last week, I could have done an entire show for this artist. I chose not to, one, because I wanted to celebrate Big Bill Brunzi, but also we just did an entire show for this artist about 6 months ago when he passed away. And of course, I'm talking about Kris Kristofferson, who just passed away in September of this past year at the age of 88 years old. But he was born June 22nd, 1936, Brownsville, Texas. One of my all-time favorite songwriters and actors, for that matter. And let's give you first a block of songs written by Kris Kristofferson. Then we're going to give you a block of songs that he's singing on, both solo and duet. Well, we'll start with the previously mentioned Waylon Jennings, who over the years recorded a bunch of songs that Kris Kristofferson wrote, including this one, "Loving Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again." It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors in the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we had to spare. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with the feeling that I've never known before. She ain't ashamed to be a woman or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she's opened every door in my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
The love that I'm living today. stand for something that I didn't do. He's a giver and he'll give her the kind of attention that she's never known. He's a helper and he'll help her to open the doors that she can't on her own. He's a lover and he'll love her in ways that she never has been loved before. He's a getter and he'll get her by getting her into the world she's been hungering for. He's a charmer and he'll charm her with money and manners that I never learned. He's a leader and he'll lead her across pretty bridges he's planning to burn. He's a talker and he'll talk her right off of her feet, but he won't talk for long. 'Cause he's a doer and he'll do her like I never did, and he'll take pride in doing her wrong. 'Cause he's a taker, he'll take her to places and make her fly higher than she's ever dared to. He'll take his time before taking advantage of taking her easy and slow. And after he's taken the body and soul that she gives him, he'll take her for granted. Then he'll take off and leave her taking all of her pride when he goes. Then he'll take off and leave her taking all of her pride when he goes.
See? ribbons from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall, laying soft upon your skin, like the flowers on the wall. Come and lay here by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, and I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, 'cause Lord, tonight I need a friend. Yesterday's dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. You know it's sad to be alone. Me make it through the night.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and that right there, five songs written by the great Kris Kristofferson, and I think that just showcases what a phenomenal songwriter he was, that you could have all of these great country musicians recording his stuff, and it all just sounds fantastic no matter who's recording it, frankly. So that right there was a song that you should all be familiar with, and I apologize as I'm having some microphone difficulties, so there we go. It's live radio. It's live radio, sort of. Help Me Make It Through the Night, which is, according to a website called Secondhand Songs, has been recorded over 500 times since Kris Kristofferson first released it in June of 1970. He actually wasn't the first to sing it, to release it. He wrote it in 69. Percy Sledge was the first person to release that song in May of 1970, so immediately it had crossover potential. Sammy Smith was the first to have a hit song with it in September of 1970. And then I want to give you a list here, okay? Follow me if you're a fan of country music, a historian of country music. You'll recognize most of these names, or just music in general, you'll recognize most of these names. Ready? Okay, here we go. Bobby Bear, Billy Joe Spears, Warner Mack, Del Reeves, Dottie West, Skeeter Davis, Bill Anderson, Conway Twitty, who you just heard, Kitty Wells, Roy Drusky, Loretta Lynn, Glenn Campbell, Jerry Lee Lewis, Eddie Arnold, Patti Page, Claude King, Jim Nabors, Peggy Lee, Johnny Mathis, Andy Williams, Joan Baez, Ernest Tubb, Jim Ed Brown, Olivia Newton-John, Gladys Knight and the Pips, Jeannie C. Riley, Engelbert Humperdinck, Lynn Anderson, and Tom Paul Glaser and the Glaser Brothers. That's who recorded that song just in 1971. Just in 1 year. All of those artists recorded Help Me Make It Through the Night. It's one of the most recorded and best-known country songs of all time. And there is a reason, because it's gorgeous. So there you go. Before that, we gave you a tune sung by George Jones called Come Sundown. Now, that song was originally released by Bobby Bear, written by Kristofferson,
released by Bobby Bear in 1970. Kris Kristofferson would not release a version of that until 79. In between, in 1974, George Jones would give us his version. Before that, we gave you a track called The Taker, which Waylon Jennings was the first to record in 1970 off an album of the same name. We gave you the Marty Robbins version from 1973. Kristofferson's version would come in 71. Before that, a track called I'd Rather Be Sorry, which was first recorded by somebody named Romy Spain in 1967. The first country version would be Ray Price in 71. And we gave you a track, we gave you that version from the Statler Brothers from 1972. And then starting off the block, speaking of Waylon, off of that same album, The Taker, Tulsa, he was the first to record Lovin' Her Was Easier Than Anything I'll Ever Do Again, which is another phenomenal Kristofferson tune that has been recorded a lot. So there you go. All right. Now we're going to go into the Kris Kristofferson portion of the Kris Kristofferson block. And I'm going to start with a couple duets that he did with his former wife, who also happened to be a phenomenal singer in her own right, Rita Coolidge. And they did a couple, they did a bunch of duets and duet albums. But I'm going to pull two songs off of one album in particular that I really like called Full Moon, which was released in September of 1973. It was the first of three duet albums that they recorded as they were married just a couple weeks before the album's release. And there are songs written by both artists on here that they co-wrote together, but I'm going to give you the two songs off this album that were written solely by Kris Kristofferson. And here's the first one. It's called From the Bottle to the Bottom. It's Wrong Side of the Tracks.
One, two, three...
Ask me if I'm happy now. That's as good as any joke I've heard. Seems that since I seen you last, I done forgot the meaning of the word.
If happiness is empty rooms and drinking in the afternoon, well, I suppose I'm happy as a clown. But if it's got a thing to do with smiling or forgetting you, well, I don't guess that I can say I am. Did you ever see a down and outer waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds is soaking papers, even a putting in his shoe to keep the ground from coming through. His future feels as empty as a pocket in his pants because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom stool by stool. Learning hard to live and lose. Did you ever see a down and out of waking up alone without a blanket on to keep him from the dew? When the water from the weeds has soaked the papers he's been a-putting in his shoes to keep the ground from coming through. And his future feels as empty as the pockets in his pants because he's never seen a single dream come true. That's the way that I've been feeling since the day I started falling from the bottle to the bottom, stool by stool. Learning hard to live with losing you.
na 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 na.
There's a song I'd like to sing. Do you know the song I mean? It don't always sound the same, but it's always good to sing.
Anyone can say it. And we can get to know each other like a sister and a brother,
like a father and a mother,
like a woman and a man. We can sing along.
Some pretty something, and he does. I'd heard that he'd been scandalizing me, and Lord, I knew that that was wrong, and it was. Now I'm looking at it over some cool and feeling fool enough to see. Call my brother on, now he had ever right to call on me.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle boy unless you want that fiddle out of tune.
That picker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you. together.
So let's settle down and steal each other's song.
I found a wounded brother drinking bitterly away the afternoon. And soon enough he turned on me like he'd done ever facing that saloon. Well, we cussed him to the ground and said he couldn't even steal a decent song. But soon as it was spoken, we were sad enough to wish that we were wrong.
Don't ever cuss that fiddle boy unless you want that fiddle out of tune.
That pecker there in trouble, boy, ain't nothing but another side of you.
And if we ever get to heaven, boys, it ain't because we ain't done nothing wrong. We're in this gig together, so let's settle down and steal each other's song.
Sounds silly, but I think that I just stole somebody's song. Sorry. Yeah. Dancing, wailing, hang, wailing, heart. I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, "Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool." I said, "If that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low-down poor as me." Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, "If booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell." I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, 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 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health. I said I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, 'cause I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand, and I don't need this town of yours more than I never needed nothing else, 'cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk, lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thought. Oh yeah, Lord, there's still so many lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds.
Wrong Side of the Tracks, and there you go, four tunes written by Kris Kristofferson and performed by him as well. That right there, Best of All Possible Worlds, which comes off his debut album from June of 1970, simply called Kristofferson. Absolutely love this record. Before that, we gave you a track called Don't Cuss the Fiddle, which we've played the Willie and Waylon version on this song on the show before. And that comes off of the Who's to Bless and Who's to Blame album from 1975. Phenomenal album. There are a couple songs off that record, actually, that Willie and Waylon would record on their duet record. And before that, speaking of duets, we gave you two tracks from Kris Kristofferson and his then-wife, Rita Coolidge, from their Full Moon album, released in September of 1973. The first of three duet albums they would do. And we gave you the tracks A Song I'd Like to Sing, as well as From the Bottle to the Bottom, which were both written by Kris Kristofferson himself. Now, it's time for us to finish off this show. Again, Kris Kristofferson celebrating his birthday June 22nd, 1936. We always finish off the show as a tribute to my favorite musician, Willie Nelson. And Willie, of course, has recorded tons of Kris Kristofferson tunes over the years, including this song, which he's recorded twice, actually. He's done a studio version and a live version. The studio version came in 1979 off of his Willie Nelson Sings Kristofferson album, which, of course, was an entire album of songs written by Kris Kristofferson. It's one of the most underrated Willie Nelson records of all time, in my opinion. In 1980, though, the movie Honeysuckle Rose would come out, and when the soundtrack was released, a live version of this song was on there, and that's the version we're going to give you. This is Willie Nelson and family. You show me yours, I'll show you mine. Till next week, kids, stay on the wrong side of the tracks.
If you're feeling salty, find your tequila. You got the heater, well, I got the time. There ain't nothing sweeter than naked emotion. So you show me yours, huh, and I'll show you mine. No, ma'am, I know this ain't all that you've ever been used to. You with your rings on your fingers and time on your hands. Nice to be close to. Lord knows I've been there before you, and I understand. If you feel salty, well, I'm your GP. If you got the freedom, well, I got the time. There ain't nothing sweeter than naked emotion. So you show me yours, huh? Lord knows I know you wish you were the answer to mine. Darling, if you're not a thing but a change of direction, Lord knows I know you'd be someone I'm lucky to find. Song.